News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Much of the world takes a different, more low-key approach to welcoming in the new year's. BBC's Paul Hawkins explains.
No crowds and no parties. The New Year's Eve theme for many, including New York, where Times Square was closed to the public, and Rio's famous New Year's Eve beach party on Copacabana was cancelled. In London, the message, stay at home, while in Scotland, they opted for synchronised Hogmanay drones instead of fireworks. France had music maestro Jean-Michel Jarre live from his studio playing at a virtual Notre Dame Cathedral, but the reality was somewhat different, with an empty Paris, like much of Europe. And in Wuhan City, the place where coronavirus began, it was New Year like usual. The Chinese reaping the rewards of tough lockdowns and a zero-tolerance approach. No more social distancing. Instead, parties and socialising.
And as of midnight, Britain's departure from the European Union became final and complete. The new year bringing no end to the Senate standoff over increasing the size of COVID-19 relief payments to most Americans. Senator Ben Sasse is cautioning his GOP colleagues against disputing the Electoral College vote next week.
Senator Sasse offered his admonition a day after Republican Josh Hawley announced he would oppose the Electoral College results. It's a move that will force all members of the House and Senate to go on record for or against Joe Biden as the winner. Sasse has no sympathy for what he calls a dangerous ploy. On Facebook, he described the planned challenge as an effort designed to disenfranchise millions of Americans. President Trump has asserted the vote was rigged in some Democrat controlled cities, giving Joe Biden a winning edge on Election Day. Bob Agnew reporting.
The financial markets are closed today, and that includes Wall Street, where the Dow and the S&P closed at record highs yesterday. The Dow reopens on Monday, 30,606. Townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Although they probably would have rather had some food, an unknown number of North Koreans got a New Year's greeting card from Kim Jong-un.
The dictator thanked his people for their trust and support in difficult times and wished them good health. Kim's expected to skip his usual televised speech and address a ruling party Congress this month. North Korea is one of the world's most cloistered countries, and it's virtually impossible to independently confirm whether all of its 25 million people receive Kim's cards, the first sent by a leader since 1995. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Ethiopian security forces killed more than 75 people, injured nearly 200 during deadly ethnic unrest in June and July following the killing of a popular singer. That account provided by the Ethiopian Human Rights Commission. The commission says 123 people in all were killed, 500 injured, amid one of the country's worst outbreaks of ethnic violence in years. News and analysis, townhall.com. The recent hack of the federal government apparently extended into the private sector, according to Microsoft.
The company says hackers tied to a massive intrusion of the U.S. government sneak further into its systems than previously thought, although the intrusion doesn't appear to have caused any additional harm. Microsoft says hackers were able to view some of the code underlying its software, but were not able to make any changes. Microsoft says its defense plans assumed that hackers could see its code and that it found no evidence of hacker access to any customer data. Jason Walker reporting.
Virginia has tightened requirements for a concealed carry firearms permit. Virginians will now have to attend firearms training and safety courses in person. Under the old law, those over 21 only had to take an online course in order to get the permit. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so if you have a fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Political news and opinion about D.C. politics from D.C. Politicians. America First with Sebastian Gorka every weekday from 3 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
The following is an encore presentation from WBOB.
Hey, don't forget, we got some podcast follow-up a lot for this week and for a lot of you over the holidays. Hey, I mean, some of us may take a couple of days off, but we're still going to host the show. Then again, who knows what days I might take off, if any. So anyways, because it's got the Georgia election. I don't think most people are following that right now. I think they're going to follow it. They follow it a couple weeks and then, you know, it kind of slows down. It's kind of like eBay bidding. It goes high one day and it kind of just staggers off.
Okay.
So there you go. And then it picks back up right before you're supposed to get that bid. So anyway, 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600, all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB. All right, so let's get on with the news. President-elect Joe Biden. How many of you are still in denial of that? Yes, some of us, like conservatives, has it been tough? But I do live in the reality world. You don't have to like it, but I have to live in the reality world. He does get enough votes for the Electoral College. But, there's a but, yeah. But what happens next? Reporter from Miami, Stephanie Liebergen, about the certification by Congress and what could happen then.
The Electoral College votes have been cast, and the last step in determining the next president happens when Congress counts those votes on January 6th. During the joint session in January, lawmakers can object to a state's Electoral College votes. That objection must be issued in writing and signed by one member of the House and one senator. But if that happens, both chambers would separate and spend 2 hours debating the objection before voting on whether or not...
I know some of my Trump listeners are getting very excited about this right now.
I know they are.
I love them to death, but okay. There's more to the clip.
Except right. That state's results. Democrats tried to object to President Trump's win, but without a proper written objection signed by a lawmaker from each chamber, then Vice President Joe Biden gaveled down all those attempts. Federal law says state results are deemed conclusive as long as the final slate of electors is determined at least 6 days before the Electoral College meets. Now, that safe harbor deadline, which key battleground states appear to have met this year, is designed to protect states.
Okay, it's done. I don't like it. I don't have to. But I team reality. This is what it is. It's done. And I got lawsuits. And by the way, I want these lawsuits to happen. Some of you want the lawsuits to end by January 20th. Why? Then it shows that the end does not justify the means to show out with those irregularities and some, yes, of voter fraud and illegal voting out there. So, well, if Trump doesn't get in, I'm just going to... No. You keep the investigations going, right? Yes. Well, it got better. You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Lou Dobbs. I like Lou Dobbs, but he's a little ornery sometimes. I mean, but anyway, listen to what he says about the possibility of faithless electors. Listen to this clip.
Seven states have chosen a slate of electors for both Joe Biden and President Trump. They are Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico. Now, if the House and the Senate cannot agree on which electors to accept, an untested
Here's the bad news.
Constitutional procedure could result in each state being given one vote, which they would allocate to either Biden or Trump. And since the Republicans hold 26 of 50 state houses,
here it comes.
There would exist at least the mathematical possibility that President Trump could be named the constitutionally elected president.
That's not it. Here it comes.
However, if the electoral process isn't completed by January 20th, Get ready.
Uh-oh.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi would be sworn in as the new president.
Wow. That just, I just felt, I mean, now I'm just tremendously floored. My holidays have just been in the dump.
0.00002 chance of that ever happening.
What, Pelosi or Trump winning this January 6th?
Probably both.
Ah. Hunter Biden. We all know about Hunter Biden out there. We know that there should be an investigation, kind of like what they did with Trump and his taxes. Trump was just automatically guilty. And, well, really? Nothing's been proven whatsoever. But Hunter Biden, the media covered it up. But Joe Biden has not answered any questions, and nor will he. But according to one of my favorites, host and co-host of Fox News The Five, Jesse Waters, says, when you look at the evidence, it's pretty clear he's guilty of something.
And the evidence is right in your face. The Treasury Department flagged $6 million of China wires going to the Biden family. Hunter got a diamond from China. He shared office space with Chinese communists. The family flew over to China in Air Force Two and made it rain. Three of their business associates are in prison. You want more? The laptop's real. FBI has it. The signatures match. The emails match. Want more? Tony B. Finger Joe is running the whole scam. He met with Joe twice, said Joe did it. Then he talked to the FBI and provided documentation.
Ah, there we go. Former state rep, now he's a down in Southwest Florida for the Fox News Radio Network. He is a news analyst, our good friend, Matt Caldwell. I'm looking at some of the things here. I'm not convinced. I know some of these talking pundits, talking heads out there think that if, you know, I mean, we listened to a lot of listeners that called into the radio show, and even the conservatives didn't think that. I think they're more realistic that, you know, that again, when you look at Attorney General Bill Barr, that he should release that Hunter Biden was being investigated. You know, it kind of goes back to 2016. I do not believe that Hillary Clinton lost the campaign because 11 days out, Jim Comey decided to open up a re-election. I don't buy into that. But yet again, now that my conservative friends, which are playing role reversal here, is some of them believe that if just the Hunter Biden information would have come out at least before the campaign, theoretically, that might have hurt Joe Biden. I don't know if I buy into that, Matt.
Well, I think it's kind of like the old football game where you blame the kicker for missing the field goal at the last second. You know, the real problem is we needed, as conservatives, to run up that score so that all these little things didn't make the difference at the end, and that's really the challenge. And, you know, you look at national elections for president, I agree with you. A lot of what happens in a presidential election is set from the very moment the two nominees get put up there, and people make their impression and make their choice, and then you're fighting over these small percentage of voters in the middle who are really kind of quirky. If you ever spent any time around undecided voters, that 5%, it's wild the things that drive them to make a decision on who to vote for president.
Hey, you noticed Hillary Clinton loses the Electoral College 4 years ago. She says that she wants to abolish it. Joe Biden wins the Electoral College. She's still advocating to abolish it. This conversation, I think it's hot once in a while. I don't think it's going anywhere right now. What do you think?
Not at all. I mean, the Electoral College is baked in. You have to pass a constitutional amendment. There's a lot of things in line ahead of that that Congress needs to address, and they can't get to those basic things, balanced budget, term limits. There, you're not going to get anywhere near abolishing the Electoral College. Again, the focus needs to be on a full court press. You look at when Obama won back in 2008, Republicans got serious about state elections, swept through the
right.
state legislatures
Great
in this
point.
Country. Got to go after it again, fix these election laws, Michigan, Georgia. These places got to be cleaned up so we're ready for the next cycle.
Did you see Roger was telling me during the show, I took a look at it. Really wasn't a lot of fanfare by news media about there's a speculation that did you see that news about Ivanka Trump would run for if Rubio stepped down in 2022, she would run. First off, I don't buy into that. Second of all, I don't think she'd win. Did you see the same news story I did?
I did. Yeah, they're looking at buying a place, or I think they're moving forward buying a place down in Miami.
Right.
A lot of speculation about her political future. I do think she's going to run for something. That's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
the way
good point.
The way she pursued things in the administration. But No, I don't think anybody's bumping.
I don't think
Rubio
she's conservative enough for the Republican primary.
But it's a popularity contest. It has nothing.
No, this is a Republican primary.
I know, but ideology really plays little into it compared to the popularity. She's the most popular person in the White House.
Not this time. It ain't going to happen. I don't think so. So, but I see where you're coming from. Hey, real quick, I got a couple minutes left. You got the special election going on in the Georgia election runoff. Democrats think with the absentee ballot request that's going to benefit them. I don't know if I necessarily buy into that, but the new Georgia project out there, which is some of it, they've been having investigations that they're trying to get people to come out of the state to move in and do their address and then move back out, which is a felony out there. Now they're itching and complaining that it's only happening in black communities, which is not true, that they're lessening the amount of polling locations of early voting from like 11 to 5, and yet they even point out that there's going to be fewer people voting. This is the reason why supervisors of elections do that. It's like a business. There's no sense of keeping the doors and lights open if we're going to have, based on the numbers, very few people coming in.
No, 100%. You're not going to run an early voting site and have tumbleweeds rolling through the streets. They're going to have a lower turnout. There's just no way around that. And if you care about that election, that's a great opportunity then to get out there, get involved, and actually get your friends that you know in that state, get voters that should be voting for the conservative turnout.
And by the way, over the last couple weekends, a lot of my conservative friends have been going up to Georgia to do walking and knocking on doors. Can we hold most of our elections in the in the spring and in the wintertime? Because it is certainly hot to go knocking on doors in the summer and fall, is it not? You ought to know this. You won.
I have knocked on a lot of doors in July and wore the cap off of my head doing it with the sweat. No, the people are working hard. People are driving in convoys to go knock doors. We're doing phone banking from here in Fort Myers every weekend, just calling in, trying to make sure
people show up. Yeah, Roger, we should go do the show live from Atlanta and invite the New Georgia Project to hang out with us.
We can do that. You know what? That might be an idea.
Anyway, they keep emailing me stuff. I'm like, do you guys know who I am? Okay.
I can get us into a studio up there.
I love it.
Matt Caldwell, Fox News Radio, Southwest Florida news analyst. Good to have you on today.
Always a pleasure, guys.
All right, man. All right. Good show. All right. Here we go. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. I'm not worried about the studio. We can do that from anywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just the new. The reason Ed, what do you mean? Do they know who you are? I'm not saying it to be braggadocious. They know I'm a conservative talk show host, but they know that our show, which is heard in many areas in South, is in the South overall, besides Florida, also good chunk in Georgia.
And some would argue that in Georgia, Democrats and Republicans work together.
Yeah, is that North Florida or Georgia? Yeah. So I keep telling everybody, the North Florida Democrats are not in South Florida, and by the way, Georgia Democrats aren't the same like you get up north.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, more
coming
up.
They tend to be conservative. You're right.
Yeah. 904-831-0600.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety. So I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed. Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
Hi, I'm Chef Matthew Madur.
And I'm Chef David Madur.
We are the founders of Madur Brothers Culinary Concepts.
And creators of M Shack, your favorite local burger place.
When we decided to branch from fine dining to open M Shack, we knew we wanted to build a much better burger.
Hey Matt, can you build a better burger with just toppings?
Nah.
Better condiments?
I don't think so.
A better bun?
It's like I said from the beginning, Dave, you gotta grind your own meat.
You didn't say that in the beginning.
I did say that from the beginning, we had to grind our own meat.
Well, I agree. But what kind of top quality meat are you talking about?
Chuckin' brisket, bro. What else is there?
Ha, I can't argue with that one.
And Dave, that's how you build a better burger.
M-Shack, burgers, shakes, and more. It takes family to build a better burger.
Let the M-Shack brothers build your family a better burger. Stop in for happy hour between 3 and 5 for $3 burgers, shakes, and more. Visit mshackburgers.com and order online. M-Shack Burgers. Let our family build your family a better burger.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244. 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
Hey, 720, good to have everybody here. As you know, this morning show partners up with one of the biggest and one of the best news publications, FloridaDaily.com, where you don't get the spin on the news, and you just get the straight news the way it should be. Again, at FloridaDaily.com, and we talk about it. That's where we go, again, who we partner up with. But I got to tell you something, Roger. When I look at a lot of the social media out there, a lot of the titles that you may see about this and about that is very misleading overall, and yet I'm still one of those when it comes to example. For those of you, I'm a Facebook creator. I don't do parlor, hence the adjective before that, funeral parlor. Anyway, you like that one. Anyway, I don't do it, don't need to, because a lot of you that said you were going to parlor, guess what? You're still on Facebook. I remain on Facebook because I have a lot of liberal friends. I just like having fun with them and giving them the lowdown. Mm-hmm. But Twitter, I do a little bit on Twitter as well, but I'm still one of those areas that I do not like what they're doing with their censorship. I do not approve of it, but it's a private company. I don't have to like it, and I don't. But they can do whatever they want, Raj, correct?
That's right.
They can do whatever they want. But yet, let's be honest, we also should call them out, and they are hypocrites. Social media companies, makes you wonder why they kind of hid the Hunter Biden story, huh? Just out of curiosity. Fox News' Mike Emanuel points out social media companies, Facebook and Twitter, gave thousands of campaign dollars to the Biden campaign.
Top executives at Facebook and Twitter donated tens of thousands of dollars to the Biden campaign. Several gave the legal maximum of $2,800. That's according to Federal Election Commission records. The social media platforms took tremendous heat for blocking circulation of stories about Hunter Biden's business dealings in the lead up to Election Day.
Yeah, makes you wonder, again, so much amount of money going to the Biden campaign. And what do they get in return? Hey, guess what? You get all of this free publicity without the bad publicity. Get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they used to say, Ed, any publicity is good. Not anymore when it comes down to that area. Fox Business Network, one of my favorites, Dagan McDowell, says that she thinks these social medias have gotten too big and too partisanship.
Jack Dorsey was asked about this. Why would Twitter flag a post from the President of the United States about mail-in ballots, but allow tweets that glorify violence against Israel by Iran's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei? Because the tech giants, this is an oligopoly. This is controlled by left-wing liberal Silicon Valley billionaires. That's the point. These companies have gotten so big, there is no choice. That's why we're having a hearing.
That's the reason why that they say they need to have a hearing now. Again, if you want to talk about whether or not they should be a platform and the lawsuits, that's an interesting discussion. I have no problem with that. But the bottom line is, should they be regulated and should they be forced to carry all of the news items that many of you want to put out there? Mark Zuckerberg even said over the summertime when he was on with the Daily Briefing from Dana Perino, he said that social media companies should not be the arbiter. In other words, like the middleman. They should not be the arbiter of truth.
Twitter decided for the first time ever to fact check one of President Trump's tweets. I wondered if you thought that Twitter may have made the wrong decision here.
We have a different policy, I think, than Twitter on this. You know, I just believe strongly that that Facebook shouldn't be the arbiter of truth of everything that people say online.
Wow.
I think in general, private companies probably shouldn't be, or especially these platform companies shouldn't be in the position of doing that.
I know. Listen, I get it. I come from the old school media. Go ahead.
I wonder whether or not that's a PR stunt, because that's exactly what they're doing in Facebook.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, I come from the old school media where, you know, as a former years, I was working for a print publication for as a political reporter. And then I got the best of both worlds. And thank the Lord I was able to for talk to radio. I was actually working for a radio station and a newspaper. I've been always been able to do that as an editor, economics reporter for years. So, I mean, but I worked a lot of hours and I was blessed to have both sides. And the bottom line is you would have a letter to the editor, but they would edit out some of the things, but based on content. Did they edit out the whole thing? No. Did they red flag it? No. They didn't carry it. Everybody, newspapers should have the right to sit back and say, no, I'm not carrying your letter to the editor on a social media platform, whatever. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're censoring me. Folks, they have the right to do that. Okay. But the bottom line is a lot of them, as we sit back and say, a lot of them are hypocrites. But the question is, what do you do? Does this not create, I mean, it's kind of like Walmart and Amazon. It creates an opportunity for smaller companies to go and become bigger, hence monopolies. Monopolies do create an opportunity. If there is a monopolistic thing going on right now, and it is with Google, Twitter, and or Facebook, hence you've got other alternatives like Parler. Mm-hmm. And by the way, let's be honest, the old school guys don't like the social media because you can print anything you want. Let you decide what is the real news. There's a lot of fake news out there by the left and some of those on the right that even I have to call out. That's the way it should be. As the old adage used to be said, you report, we decide. In my case, I decide and I'll let you guys report. So there you go.
Okay.
725.
America's Everglades. There's no other place like it in the world. But we need your help to restore and protect it for future generations. So your kids, your grandkids, even your great-grandkids can experience and enjoy this national treasure. To learn more, visit EvergladesFoundation.org. That's EvergladesFoundation.org.
Hey, Steve.
What's going on, Tanner?
It's just another wonderful day at the New Balance store. Working with clientele who have specific footwear needs is really rewarding to me. With all the styles, sizes, and widths we carry, plus our computerized state-of-the-art 3D foot scanner can help you find your perfect fit in footwear and custom art supports. Everyone leaves with a smile on their face. I didn't even mention the one-on-one customer service that we offer.
I know. That's why I'm a repeat customer at the New Balance store.
Experience the difference at the New Balance store, where their highly trained specialists measure every aspect of your foot and gait for a custom fit like you've never had before. The New Balance store carries sizes from 5 to 18 and widths from 2A to 6E. With a huge selection of styles and colors recommended by healthcare professionals, the New Balance store in Orange Park at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store, Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall.
What's one of your favorite memories?
That's a tough question. Well, there was this one time I went camping with my parents in a forest back when I was maybe like 8 or 9. And I can remember one night we were laying out in our hammocks and we were just, you know, watching the trees rustling in the wind above us, and we could hear the sounds of the forest all around us. Frogs singing and owls calling and the creek running nearby. It was amazing. It felt like we were a part of it all. I don't know if I do it justice trying to describe it, but I'll definitely never forget it.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA, fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1.
As you know, we've been reporting over the last few months, politics always involved, where the Democrats did not want to do anything when it came to a stimulus package. Republicans sat back and said, we want liability protection, i.e. tort reform. Democrats say we want more money again for things not related to COVID. Now, guess what? Both of them said they may put away and set aside their differences to come up with a bill before next week. We got all that latest news out there as well. Governor Ron DeSantis says, not going to happen. Not going to shut down the retail, not going to shut down the hospitality, and we're sure as heck not shutting down the restaurants, especially over the holidays. We'll have a lot more of this news coming up right here on Talk.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Much of the world took a different, more low-key approach to welcoming in the new year, the coronavirus pandemic limiting gatherings in many places. In New York's Times Square, few people were able to witness the ball drop in person. It was pretty much made for TV or online streaming event. As of midnight, Britain's departure from the European Union became final and complete. The new year brings no end to the Senate standoff over upping the size of COVID relief payments from $600 to $2,000 for most Americans. Senator Ben Sasse cautioning GOP colleagues against disputing the Electoral College vote next week. Sasse saying he has no sympathy for what he calls a dangerous ploy. The financial markets closed today. That includes Wall Street. More details at srnnews.com.
I grew up poor, which is even worse than being poor.
From poor to CEO, the incredible journey of Herman Cain.
My American dream entailed working hard and making $20,000 a year. But I surpassed that goal and became a corporate CEO.
The story of one man's amazing journey from a poor, undereducated family to the highest levels of corporate, social, and political America.
I didn't have to be taught work ethic. I saw it firsthand. And it had a big impression on me.
From poor to CEO, the amazing true story of the American dream that will inspire and motivate you and your family to live your best life.
We'll all be able to say free at last.
See the movie From Poor to CEO, The Incredible Journey of Herman Cain. Available at salemnow.com.
Use promo code FAMILY for 20% off. Salemnow.com, promo code FAMILY.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
And tracing and everything. And at the beginning of this, restaurants in particular were singled out as kind of like, this is a place that's really problematic. Most of the contact tracing that's been done has restaurants as very low in terms of where these infections can be traced to. I can tell you, we've worked with these folks across Florida. They put every effort to creating a safe environment and a healthy environment. They're not going to get customers unless they do that.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sits back and says, for those of you in the hospitality industry, restaurants, hey, I feel your pain out there. I'm not going to shut you down like some of those Democrats here in the state of Florida that are advocating that. By the way, I wish we had held some town hall meetings with some of the Dems right now. And some of you going, why do you want to shut me down, especially during the holiday? 734, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, good to have everybody here. Governor DeSantis says, and by the way, COVID cases, when you look at some of the contact tracing, very minimal when it comes to hair salons. Oh, gyms, churches, and restaurants. Interesting on that one as well. So he says, Roger, we're not going to shut you down. The Wall Street Journal, here we go. Wall Street Journal, one of my favorite publications, has come out and says, when you look back on the 2020 NFL, that's the National Football League season, it's been disastrous. Why? Financially and for the NFL ratings. Number one, COVID. Number two, you guessed it, social justice with the Black Lives Matter. Last NFL season, not including the playoff, networks reported that games generated around $3.6 billion in TV ad revenue. This year, in the sports industry, North America was projected to generate $75 billion. Instead, it lost more than a third of its value. Thanksgiving for NFL viewership could be part of the game. The Ravens and whoever else played that game. 50% declined over the year previous. Is it possible that the reason why that NFL games have dropped viewership is because, I don't know, some teams like 1-12, 1-11?
Right.
No, I don't mean one, W-O-N. I'm just saying one, W-O-N-E. They've only won one. And so the NFL has also faced a backlash over its social justice efforts. Also, one of the reasons why that the NFL's numbers have plummeted because of the Black Lives Matter.
NFL making football completely about social justice, about woke politics, about racial divisions. Who could imagine that the ratings would drop? But that's exactly what we have. The NFL has gone down the exact same path that the NBA chose to. By instead of making it about the sport, instead of making it about competition, they have made it about identity politics.
That is from the Sports War Podcast. I like the name. The Sports War Podcast out there. The NFL wanted to come out and have the spoken, easy, open word, whatever you want to call it, social justice before many of the games.
The NFL season will be unlike anything we've ever seen before. This season will be shaped as much by the summer's unrest as it is by the COVID-19 pandemic. Out are cheerleaders, mascots, and sideline reporters. In are end zones with the words, "It takes all of us," and end raising.
Wait a second. They took out the cheerleaders. No wonder the NFL viewership is down here.
And very likely widespread kneeling during the national anthem. Still, recent polling asked if athletes should use their platform to express views on national issues. 62% of those responding told the Washington Post they should. 56% said it was appropriate for players to kneel during the anthem to protest racial inequality.
And yet, that's one of the reasons why the numbers have gone down. Listen to NFL analyst Ryan Clark says that the NFL fans are wrong to boo the players. And the reason why that the fans are booing the players is because the players are standing up against racism and police brutality.
Don't really understand why people would boo. They're booing because you're doing stuff for Black people. They're booing because you are saying that police brutality, social injustice against that community is wrong. That's why they're booing. Not because y'all linked up, not because white players are hanging out with Black players and they see things the same way. It's about the thing you see the same way. It's about the injustices that they are incurring.
All right, so enough of that. So can I ask a question? For those of you that are football fans, I mean, come on, hey, this is therapy. This is like going to AA, which I've never been to. Okay. All right, here we go. Just let it all out. All right. The bottom line is, how many of you that complained, rightfully so, by the way, about the NFL, Jacksonville Jags, and other football teams kneeling down with a foot during the national anthem, it did take a hit. Let's be honest. People were ticked off about it. But let's be honest. Out of the percentage out there, how many of you do you think stop watching the Jags play because of them kneeling down? What do you think, Raj?
I don't think it was very high at all. I don't think that was the reason. I think if people are not watching, especially this year, it's because the excitement with the fans and the
stands. That's what I was going to ask next.
I think that's probably playing more into it. Now, were they unhappy? Yeah. Did some of them say that they were going to quit watching? Yeah, but probably lasted about three games.
Well, so that, for those of you listening, and let me go a little bit further. The Wall Street Journal, again, says two areas is because of the – most of it's because of COVID. That's the big one. Also, you have to throw in the Black Lives Matter, promoting the social justice, whatever. My question to you at 904-831-0600, whether it's you or others, I just want to give me your analysis on this. I'd love to hear your view. Do you believe one of the reasons why that sports overall and or the NFL numbers are down, the ratings, 50% decline over Thanksgiving from this year to last year? Is it? So let me throw a few of them out there, and let's be realistic. What is your view? Do you think it is because of the social injustice, the social justice, promoting the Black Lives Matter and everything else before the football games, kneeling down, promoting a lot of this nonsense. By the way, the NBA came out and said, hey, listen, no more of this stuff. We did it. Ain't working. Too many complaints. We're losing money. Do it on your own time. So that's one of the questions. Do you believe that the loss of revenue or is it your view? Just give me your analysis. Do you believe the loss of revenue and the NFL ratings numbers have gone down as people viewership? Is it because of the political correctness that runs amok? Or I probably would more prescribe or subscribe, you know, to the
loss of cheerleaders, right?
Yeah, loss of cheerleaders. No. is it because the COVID? People like fans.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe some of the teams are not playing their hearts out because, I'm not saying they're not, I'm saying because there isn't that. Hey, I love playing in front of a crowd every morning. It's me and Raj. But when we go events, and thankful to the Lord, we have big events when we go there. I love playing to the big crowd out there. But I get excited just as much as I did them or behind the mic here with me and Raj. No offense, Raj. You and I, I'm always very excited to hang out, Raj. Get what I'm saying? Or is it COVID? Is that the reason why? Or, let's be honest, is it because we've got some losing teams out there, and we don't want to watch them lose anymore? What is it? 904-831-0600. As I said earlier, I feel mad. I think I met him once. You ever met Mark Brunell?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to go on a TV show or whatever every morning. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he does. Radio. How do you spin a Jags loss? How do you spin a Jags loss? I mean, it's like some of my friends that are trying to spin how they still think that, you know, unfortunately, it's not going to happen, but they still think that Trump's going to be able to pull this off. I mean, that's my question to you at 831-0600. How many of y'all stop watching the games because you don't have a winning team out there? So which one is it? Or is it something we haven't talked about? Numbers are going down. Is it because of the political correctness, Black Lives Matter, social justice, Roger? Or is it because a losing team? We don't want to watch them lose anymore. Or is it a lot got to do with COVID? What is your view? 831-0600. So let's get to the calls. Love hearing your views on this. Let's go to line two. Who do you want to go with, Rod? You pick.
Let's go with Marlene.
Hey, Marlene. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning. Just wanted to say, big football watchers every Sunday, Thursday, Monday. We have not watched a game all year because of the whole social justice thing. I'm not one way or another. Hey, when people are on their platform about their religion, you know, it doesn't belong in football. If they're on their platform about social justice, doesn't belong in football. I'm an employer. My employees need to do their job when they're in their workplace. The NFL football players, they are employees and need to do their job. And politics does not belong in their job, just like it doesn't belong in my employee's job. So that's why we stopped.
I would agree with you. By the way, hey, Marlene, by the way, Roger, you know how you can tell she's legit?
Oh.
She said Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. She knew what she was talking about.
Yeah.
That's where all the games are played. So you're dead on with that one, Marlene. I appreciate it. Marlene, I would agree with you on that. I'm glad you called this morning.
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. No. Don't thank me for taking your call. I thank you for calling it. I appreciate that. By the way, I agree with her. I'm a conservative. I'm the son of a Baptist minister. I think we should be in church. I'm not going to force it to people. And if you want to read your Bible on your break, by all means. But when it comes to the employer, you don't talk politics and you don't talk religion because you're on their clock. Mm-hmm. Okay? For example, when the preacher's preaching on Sunday morning, I try not to look at my cell phone. In fact, I'll turn it off because it may be work-related. All right? So you get what I'm saying? I understand where she's coming from. I think
do you do work off the clock? Of course you do. But what do you say to people?
I am never off the clock, Roger.
You know, you're only supposed to work for your employer while you're there, but you work for your employer when you're not there, too.
That's true, but it's a different story.
Yeah.
You could be doing it at work, and that's fine. They may give you, mm-hmm. but she's right. You know, she said she's not telling you not to do it. Just mm-hmm. I'm paying you to do a work. I understand that. Let's go to Woody on line one. Hey, Woody, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey. I used to have the NFL on all the time. Until the Jaguars kneeled overseas and then stood up for the other country's national anthem. I was done. I haven't watched them since. You're worried about, well, they're losers. They're losing, so nobody's watching. They've been losers for years, and people still watched them. I'm just sick of this social justice. I would give them more credibility with this social justice if they did a lot more stuff off the field than they do just on the field.
Good point.
And this whole thing, you know, they keep touting, oh, look what we do for the United Way. It's in their contract. They're required to do that. Quit saying, oh, look what I'm doing. Bull garbage.
Good point. Right? That's a great point, Woody. Yeah. That is a great point. Woody, thanks for calling this morning. 904-831-0600. Who do you want to go with on line three?
Hey, let's go with Michael.
Hey, Michael, good morning. What's going on this morning?
Yeah, I think people, this is a trend in the United States. There's all these millennials, all they do is Facebook and on their phones. We can't fill sports teams at some of the high schools. Sports used to be the way you got, you know, your affirmation. We have sissified America. You don't see kids out playing football. I'm sorry, but we're in trouble. 25% of 18 to 25-year-olds can only qualify for the military. So who's – I think we're in trouble for sports. Kids aren't playing. They're just
– Have we seen kids less play today? I don't know about – well, first off, I don't know. Is that – I mean, they're on Facebook, but, I mean, they can be on the sports field, take a break, and get on their cell phones. And, by the way, the reason why we're losing a big load with the military is because – and let's just be honest, and I understand why they do it. The military inputs a lot of restrictions on people. You did drugs in the past, not going to let you in. You had maybe a crime against you, not going to let you in. There's a little restriction that some people may admit. They probably could lower them
now
a little bit.
If the teacher recommended you go on Ritalin and you actually get on it, sorry, you're disqualified. You're not joining the military.
Yeah, so there's
a lot of kids in that category.
Yeah, I think, by the way, I think there are more kids playing sports out there. Believe me, there are more kids out there playing sports. Go talk to parents that got to do lacrosse, soccer, and then ping pong. Well, not ping pong. That was my game.
And rowing.
Yeah. All in one day, by the way. Let's go to Brian. Thanks for the call, Mike. Let's go to Brian. What's going on?
Good morning, gents.
Hey.
Yeah, I think the only honest answer is that it's a combination of multiple factors. I think you already had about 35% of the fan base weren't players to ever begin with, like they never played the game. And there's I forgot the name of the theory, but there's something about playing something that draws you and ties you to it through societal tears, like the kneeling. And I understand people's opinion about that, and that's fine. But I think it's a combination of things. You've got COVID. You've got perspective.
I mean,
it's hard for me to turn on football.
I would agree.
When my grandma just died.
Wow.
Like, you know, you have a lot of things adding to it, and the concussions doesn't help. You have less and less kids playing.
Well, I would agree. I think we need to worry about more about concussions than we needed with COVID. I would slightly differ with you. Well, my grandmother died. I can't watch football. I mean, I don't know how many grandmothers have died if you look at the 300,000 they say that are attributed to COVID. Now, a good chunk of those would be in a nursing home. I get that. I'm not downplaying that. I'm just saying I don't think that's the reason why when you look at millions watching. I think, but I do agree with you. I think it's a lot of it.
The
COVID.
Point.
I mean, why don't we allow at least some people to watch a game, especially the games outside? You could still do your social distancing, could you not?
Some teams are. You go to some cities, there's no one in the stands. You go to Jacksonville, and
I know, man.
There are at least some people there cheering on.
This is complete overkill.
And it affects, you know, how the energy of the game goes with respect to fans receiving it. You want to feel like you're part of a big group cheering.
It's not all Democrats. There's a few Republicans, but Democrats had better beware. If you plan to do this nonsense all the way into early next year, it's going to come back to bite you. In 2022, you know, Whitmer up in Michigan and Wolf out in Pennsylvania, I'm telling you, people don't like this. When you got Democrats talking about a recall against Newsom, Democrats in California, I'm not saying California's ever going to go back.
He's come across as a huge hypocrite because he's shutting down everybody doing anything. You see the Thanksgiving dinner rules that he came out with? Meanwhile, he was caught on video living it up with no mask on.
He was in a Ja Rule, living it up.
Yeah.
All right. more of your emails coming up next and calls. Always good calls this morning. Always enjoy hearing from you.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. As a sixth-generation jeweler, a question I get a lot is what kind of watch do you wear? The answer's a Rolex, and there are a couple of reasons. First, when my grandfather gave me a gift for graduating from college, he said, "I want you to have something that you'll always remember me for." And he gave me the Rolex watch that I wear today. Now, more than 35 years later, It still runs and looks as good as it did the day I got it, a day I'll never forget. It might be the right time for you to create the same kind of memory, and nothing does it better than a Rolex from Underwoods. Whether it's a lady's or a man's, the watch is waterproof and has the classic good looks that make Rolex the watch people want to own. And at Underwoods, all of our Rolexes carry a 5-year guarantee. So stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra, and let Rolex create a memory for you.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-933-0939 for your free CD. Call 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
And the evidence is right in your face. The Treasury Department flagged 6 million of China wires going to the Biden family. Hunter got a diamond from China. He shared office space with Chinese communists. The family flew over to China in Air Force Two and made it rain. Three of their business associates are in prison. You want more? The laptop's real. FBI has it. The signatures match. The emails match. Want more? Tony B, Finger Joe, is running the whole scam. He met with Joe twice, said Joe did it. Then he talked to the FBI and provided documentation.
Co-host of Fox News 5, Jesse Waters, on the Hunter Biden investigation. 831-0600, a couple of emails. Ed. Like many of your listeners, I'm not really been a big fan of the football. That's why I do fantasy football. Interesting. I don't do fantasy football.
I did it 1 year, and it was the most boring experience I've ever had in sports.
Here's another couple more emails. Ed, to Woody's comment, your last caller, he is 100% correct, which is not talked about by the media. It's in their contract to do charity work, especially with the United Way. Woody, great call. And it was a good call. Great call, excuse me.
It was great. It was huge.
You know? It was a perfect phone call, remember? Right. Anyway, so, yeah, Woody's call is exactly correct. Hey, someone asked, what was his name, Fournier, Lewis? What was the guy who was walking out with the black light? Doesn't play for the Jags anymore. Fournier, I don't know.
It's early.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
Leonard's his first name, Leonard.
Yeah, Leonard's out there. Was that in this contract to go out and do the Black Lives Matter protest? I don't care. He can do whatever he wants. He seemed to be pretty cool to me. I mean, I may have differed, but he was low-key. He wasn't like Al Sharpton type. But, I mean, I agree with these guys. It's in their contract. And they should do more. Do something that's not in your contract. I do a lot of things that's not in my contract. You know? Because we enjoy doing it. Some things are just good. Just do it. Okay? Act like a tennis shoe. All right?
904-831-0600.
I'm Bob Agnew in for Lou Dobbs. Wall Street takes a breather after wrapping up 2020. Hedge funds seeking a bigger share of Tribune Publishing. Jobless claims drop again. Those stories next.
I grew up poor, which is even worse than being poor.
From poor to CEO, the incredible journey of Herman Cain.
My American dream entailed working hard and making $20,000 a year. But I surpassed that goal and became a corporate CEO.
The story of one man's amazing journey from a poor, undereducated family to the highest levels of corporate, social, and political America.
I didn't have to be taught work ethic. I saw it firsthand, and it had a big impression on me.
From poor to CEO, the amazing true story of the American dream that will inspire and motivate you and your family to live your best life.
We'll all be able to say, free at last!
See the movie, From Poor to CEO, The Incredible Journey of Herman Cain, available at salemnow.com.
Use promo code SALEM for 20% off. salemnow.com, promo code SALEM.
Happy New Year, everyone. Lou returns on Monday for an entire new year of his daily financial reports right here on this station. There will be no activity on Wall Street today as the NYSE and other American financial markets are all closed in observance of New Year's Day. 2020 ended with unemployment claims dropping for the second week in a row. Alden Golden Capital, that's a hedge fund which already has a 32% stake in the Tribune Company, is now seeking to buy the entire company. The media chain owns newspaper titles, including the Chicago Tribune and the New York Daily News. The proposed deal has raised some eyebrows since newspapers have seen declines in readership over the past 20 years. And between 2008 and 2019, 51% of all newsroom jobs were eliminated. Please join us for Lou Dobbs tonight at 5, 7, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at AutismSpeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
.759 coming up on 8 o'clock. Some of the big news stories we're covering this morning. Lawmakers say that they're going to put away and set aside their differences and come up with a COVID relief bill, hopefully by next week. We'll cover that in just a little bit. Some of the items you may be buying for a loved one could be counterfeit, which might give some legitimacy to some of the men that don't want to spend a lot of money but act like they did, like they're making it rain for their wives because you bought them a cheap product, but it's really not expensive, but it's cheap, but you're making them think it is expensive. Got all that news stories coming up next. Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville. 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.